Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Todd Duffy, the new owner of Mullineaux, now called Mullineaux Home, in the Pittsburgh area. Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Nice to speak with you.
You have taken over the Mullineaux family's business, gone through the transition. A little background, you're in the Pittsburgh market, and I think you have 7 stores. Is that right?
That's correct.
And this business is not new to you. You were engaged with Pat and his family in this business before. Tell us about that role.
I had a long history with the Mullineaux family. Wonderful family, by the way. Yeah, I used to be a carpet installer for Mullineaux when it was called Mullineaux Tile, Carpet, and Wood. When I first started out as a carpet installer, I did work for several family-owned businesses in the Pittsburgh area. Once I came to Mullineaux, they stood out immediately to me as being special. The level of quality and accountability were high, but the culture was stood out most to me. The core values were lived out and communicated every day by their employees and their subcontractors. I could tell that it was just a special place and very well-run organization.
So you ultimately were running all of their installations. So when Pat told you he was thinking about stepping away from the business, you said, hey, let's talk. Is that right?
Absolutely. And it made the most sense. It was important to the Mullineaux family to hand the business off to someone who was going to continue their culture and also care for their people.
I want to emphasize what you just said. This is a family-owned business that's almost 100 years old. And Pat and I are pretty good friends. And he looked at many options on ways of divesting himself for this business. And he didn't want to look at a lot of the options out there because he wanted to take care of his people, right?
Absolutely. That was very important to the Mullineaux, and that's something that also resonated with me because my previous business that I owned prior to this one, I ran it the same way and with the same principles. People are not disposable to me, and Pat was not only a friend but a mentor to me, so I knew our values aligned in that regard.
So the guy that was running installation is now running the whole deal, and from what I'm hearing, things are good. Tell us, how's business?
Business is going very well. And I'm fortunate to come into an organization, as I mentioned, the culture being as great as it was because it made the learning curve a lot easier for me. There's excellent people in place. As you can expect, there's a few surprises, minor surprises, and some things that I'd like to do differently. But having good people in place has really made it much easier than I expected, and it's going as well as I could possibly hope.
Well, let's run through a couple of the changes you've already made. It was called Mullineaux Tile, Carpet, and Wood. You changed that. It's now Mullineaux Home. I give you several points for that because, you know, even Carpet One's thinking about changing their name to put home in it. So that was brilliant. And you've added Roomvo on the website. And you've also diversified. You've added kitchen and bath and cabinets and countertops. Now, Pat had already added painting, but he hadn't stepped off into those areas, had he?
I actually helped Pat with the painting portion of it, too. And that was basically the catalyst for us changing the name to Mullineaux Home. Pat was wise enough to know that with the increase in popularity of luxury vinyl planks, that customers wouldn't be replacing their flooring as often. So in order to keep revenues up, he thought it would be important to diversify, and he thought I'd be good at it. I thought he was wrong at the time, but I think he was correct. We wound up doing good things in other product categories.
Business, you say, is good. Obviously, as you've diversified, you've added more products to sell. It's safe to say that you're growing the business, right?
Absolutely, and have aspirations to grow it even more in the years to come.
You got some pretty good news that just happened this weekend. You know, if you're part of the NFA and the ownership changes, you're no longer part of the NFA, and you have to go before the group, and they have to interview you, and then they have to re-invite you to be part of the NFA. And that just happened, right?
It did. Ian and Lisa were gracious enough to come to Pittsburgh and meet some of my team members and tour our showrooms. And I'm just thankful that they liked what they saw. Then they invited me to the Tahoe conference, which gave me an opportunity to get to know some of the other members and participate in some of the meetings and breakout sessions and get to know a lot of the other members to get to know me as well.
You know, we listed you in our top 100 list. You got a sizable business there. It's doing really well in the Pittsburgh market. Kudos to that. What else have you done to help the business grow?
Well, we're looking at what the demand is for other product categories in the industry. Flooring will always be our meat and potatoes, as they say, but we've done so well with introducing new product categories that we're looking for other ideas for that. We were also upgrading our technology, as was discussed in Tahoe in depth. AI technologies are emerging, and I think it's going to be very important for anyone in this industry to embrace that and get ahead of it so that we can continue to differentiate ourselves from smaller competitors. Also, it helps with marketing. So we're investing in new technology here. We are looking at new ideas for our showrooms and perhaps changing the model that we've been going with in the past, which would be downsizing and elevating the showrooms that we have. And so that seems to be working. We've already implemented that with our South Hills, PA location. So increasing our warehouse spaces is something that's on the radar for us. I think that's about it for now, but that's probably enough for only owning the business for 4.5 months.
Yeah, I'm real impressed. So who are you using for your digital partner? Are you using several vendors, or have you locked in on one big one?
We're considering, in order to get ahead of some of the issues we're having with our current software, we're considering hiring a developer in-house, actually, to build some of the things that we would like to have versus hiring other people to do it. So that's exciting for us. We've slowly started to roll that out with our sales lead tools and saw what they built for us. It's working exceptionally well. We're looking at adding AI integrations and some other technology as well.
Well, Todd, I appreciate you spending time with us and our listeners and telling us about what's going on with Mullineaux. And congratulations on growing this business, just having had it for 4 months. Again, been talking to Todd Duffy, the new owner of Mullineaux Home based in Pittsburgh. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.